Okay, so we are on Zion Amud Aleph. We are, if you go to the wide lines and go up, so for the wide lines start, go up like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 up, let's say, from Mi'ika, going back a little bit, just to, right, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi was Hora. He said, Hora of Yochanan, but Saiden that Asr Livo B'Tchil B'Shabbos, right? That it's forbidden to do the Bir Rishona the first time that the husband and wife have Tashmish, have relations to be on Shabbos. And the Gemara questioned that language of Hora, right? Hora means like they taught, right? Like Torah, right? Language of Hora, like they teach. And the Gemara says, Umi Ika Hora L'Isser, teaching that Hora is. He was Mora, he was Hora, that it's Asr. And Rashi says a beautiful line that to make something Asr, that doesn't teach take a Hora. Anyone can be Machmir. Anyone can say, don't do it. And it's easy. Don't do it. Be worried. Don't do it. But to Paskin something that's Mutter, that's a Hora. A Hora is to, I really know, I have to really know all the Shittos and know it's okay, etc. To be able to be Makel, that's a Hora. To be Machmir, that's just being Machmir. But anyways, the language of Hora is not usually what we use. So Gemara says, in. No, it can't be. Vatanan Horuhu Bezdin Hillel. Sorry. Horuhu Bez Hillel Shetehei Nezira Od Sheva Shanim Acheros. It's the story of this Hilni Amaka, that she was a Nazir for 7 years, and he paskin that she should be Nazir again for another 7 years. So that you see a Hora, which is a Chumra. Vina, I'll give you another example. Ki had the Sanya Chut HaShidra Shenifsak Berubo. If the spinal column of an animal or a person is cut off, rove, most of it, the majority, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Afilo Nikev, even if it's not totally severed, but it just has a hole in it. Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Yaakov, again, a chumra, that this animal, a person has a status of a trefa, etc., an animal that would have died within 12 months if it shechted, so then it's trefa, it's usher to eat. So this is just the bottom line is, without getting this whole, example, that language of hora was used to be machmir. So I'm Rav Huna, ain't halach Rabbi Yaakov, and by the way, talking about this halacha, you should know we don't pass on Rabbi Yaakov. Fine. That's the side point. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Masni Hachi. Rav Nachum Yitzchak taught it differently. Amr Rabbi Yavahu, he doesn't use the language of Hora. He says like this. Amr Rabbi Yavahu, Sha'al Rabbi Shema Ben Yaakov, Demin Sur. Rabbi Yavahu asked Rabbi Shema Ben Yaakov, who's from Sur, as Rabbi Yochanan. And they asked Rabbi Yochanan Ben Tzaidon, inside then, va'ani shamai, and I heard it. Maho livo b'tchil b'Shabbos. They just asked him the question, and ve'amalei aser, and he answered aser. Again, it's the same psak, but he's saying that he didn't use the language of hora. It was a hora. It was just he said it's forbidden. Ve'hilchasa mutal livo b'tchil b'Shabbos. But the psak is that is permissible. So the bottom line is Gemara after this whole conversation, but paskins that be b'tchil b'Shabbos is permissible. We've shown the post can talk about, well, is it because it's the Davar Sheni Miskaven? Is it because, we had this idea of certain people know how to maneuver the right way? But the bottom line is that it's permissible. Okay. So, next conversation. Amr Rabbi Chelbo, Amr Rav Huna, Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Zavta, Amr Rav. Achas Besula, Va'achas Amana, Teuna Bracha. So now we're on to the question of Shever Brachas. So they said that Almana and a Basula, woman's never been married before, and Almana, woman has been married and her husband passed away, they both require bracha. What's a bracha? Rashi says bracha, birchas chasanim. Birchas chasanim, we'll assume, means what we call shever brachas. Okay, so they both get shever brachas, presumably at their wedding. So, and then we'll see how much longer after. So the question is, me, Amr, Rav Huna, Hachid, Rav Huna really say that? Amr, Rav Huna, I thought Rav Huna said Almana ain't a tuna bracha. And that Rav Huna said, no, Rav Huna said that Amana doesn't get a bracha at all. So what do you mean now saying that they both get a bracha? So lo kasha kan babacha shenasa Amana. One case is a case of a man who had never been married before who marries an Amana. Kan ba'amon shenasa Amana. And the other case is a case of a man who had been married up before who marries a woman who had been married before. Meaning that maybe the answer to this contradiction is not a contradiction. One case where he said that she gets Shever Brachas, that's when? when her husband has never been married, or at least one of them has never been married, right? He's a bachar, she's an almana. But in the case where they're both been married before, maybe that's the case where he says that they don't get shevet brachas. Okay? So Gemara says, but not so fast. Amon shenasa almana lo, an almon who marries an almana, both of them have been married before, they don't get shevet brachas. V'amr Rav Nachman amrli huna bar nasin, but Rav Nachman said that huna bar nasin said to him, Tana minayin lebirchas chasanim v'asara. How do I know that when you make birchas chasanim, when you say the shevet brachas, you need 10 people? How do I know? Shenemar vayikach asara anashim mizikne ha'ir vayomer shavu po vayeshvu vayeshvu. So this is a story. This is from the end of Rus when Boaz marries Rus, and he takes 10 people from the mizikne ha'ir. They come and they sit down. Right, so you see there that you needed 10 people. Boaz, amun shenasa almana hava. And what was Boaz? Boaz had been married before, and Ruth had been married before. So what do you see? You see that this is your source of birchas chasanim, and it comes from a case of an amun marrying an almana. So don't tell me that amun marries an almana doesn't get shevet brachas. Clearly they do. That's the whole source of shevet brachas in the first place. Okay.
This is the actual source of shevet brachas?
We're going to see it in a second as we move along. It's machlokas. But this is one source of shevet brachas. So my aim to, yeah, as you move along, you'll find lots of interesting sources for a lot of things that you are not the, you know, necessarily what you would think. So it's fine. So Gemara says, fine. So my aim to nebracha. So what do we mean here? We did not mean that anyone here doesn't get shevet bracha. So what do you mean aim to nebracha? The Amr of Huna aim to nebracha bracha called shiva. No, what it means is that some people get shevet brachas for what we call for 7 days, but some get shevet brachas. Why? Right, and by the way, they call shevet brachas because it's the number of the brachos, not the number of the days. Right, so some people get shevet brachas for 7 days. Aval yom echad, aval yom echad to una bracha. Right, but exactly. Meaning that they don't get shevet brachas for 7 days, but they get shevet brachas for 1 day. Meaning, so the two una brachas still in general, they get shevet brachas, but they only get it once. They don't get it for 7 days.
Aman.
It sounds like at least at this point.
Yeah.
So Ella ha desanya. So what's going on here when we said Shaktu Chachamim Atakaras Benos Yisrael Shehi Sameach Ima Gimel Yamim? But we mentioned before, if you remember, a case of a person who was married before. That the Chachamim, we said, like, they're going to get married. They should get married at least on Thursday, right? Wednesday night, Thursday, right? So you have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos together with his wife afterwards, right? Shouldn't go to work, etc. So they were very nervous to give them 3 days, and that was even by a case of non-people who had been married before. So what's that all about? What do you tell me 1 day? So, Ibe Bachar, if you're talking about a case of a person, a man who's never been married before, Amr Shiva. That's 7, that we told that Bachar got 7 days of Shevet Brachas. Ibe Almon, if it's someone who's been married before, Amr Shom Echad, you do something that Almon gets only 1 day. So what's the three, where's this 3 days? We've so far said, everybody gets Shevet Brachas. Some people get 7 days, some people get 1 day. But we had this idea of shaktu. They wait for 3 days. So what's going on? What's that case? Ibai is aim about amon yom echad lebracha u'shlosh lebesimcha. So maybe you'll say, it's the case of an amon, and he goes, what, you're right, only 1 day of shevet brachas, but 3 days of simcha. Meaning, they only have shevet brachas for 1 day, but he still should stay home with his wife for 3 days. Vibai is aima bebachar shiva lebracha, or maybe he's a bachar and he gets 7 days of shevet brachas, but only 3 days of simcha. Okay. But either way, the bottom line is this: 3 days could be the 3 days of simcha, even if the number of shevet brachas are actually the number of days of shevet brachas are actually more or less. Okay. Maris is not so fast. Mesive, I bring you a contradiction. Mevarchin the besula shiva ula amana yomechad. Right. You said that the Bryce teaches that a besula gets 7 days of shevet brachas and amana gets 1 day of shevet brachas. So my love, afilu amana shenasa shenises lebachar, right? Amana, you just said amana stam. It sounds like even if she's married to a bachar, and you just told me a bachar gets 7. So no, lo la amon, right? No, it just means when it says amana, it means amana marrying an amon. It means it's parallel cases, right? The two husband and wife are the same, but both been married. Aval lebachar my shiva, but if she marries a bachar, she gets 7 days. Ihachi. This name of Varchan the Besula Shiva Ula Amana Shanisis Labachar Shiva Ula Amani Yomecha. Meaning, just tell us. What are you making us guess? Right? Tell us that it depends what it is. If it's an Amon marrying Amana 1 day, if he's marrying a Besula 7 days, except like just tell us all the cases. So he says the Gemara, no, it's not a problem. Milsa Psikta, right? Kitani. They tell us the things that are like simple, right? You tell things in a simple way, meaning the lake of basula, the batzer mishiva. A basula never gets less than seven. The lake almana, the batzer miyom echad. An almana never gets less than one. It wasn't being so specific. When the Braisa said, you know, this one gets one and this one gets seven, it's just giving you the basics, which is that a basula never gets less than seven and almana never gets less than one. And it's not as, that doesn't contradict anything we said before, because sometimes the Mishnah just teaches things in a simplified fashion to make it easier to know. But it's not any different than what we said before.
Just a question. So yeah. If either one of them was married before,
yeah,
then they don't get
seven. It sounds not necessarily right here. It sounds like if either one of them hasn't been married before, they get seven. That's what it sounds like. At least from this, at this stage, that's what it sounds like.
But the whole thing about an almana and almana,
they would get one.
If one of them, either one,
to get seven. Sounds like at this point.
Get seven. Whether it's the wife or the husband.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Correct. Okay. Good. Okay. Gufa. Gemara comes back to the statement we saw before. Gufa. I'm Rav Nachman. I'm Rali Huna Bar Nassan. Tanami nine brichas chasanim be'asara. So that was the question before, right? Where do we get this? Where's the source of brichas chasanim meeting 10? How do we need 10 people for shavu brachas? Shenemar vayikach asara anashim mizikne ha'ir vayomer shvu po. Right. So Boaz's story. He tells 10 people, come sit here. He's going to marry Boaz. If you're going to marry Ruth, that's 10 people you need for shavu brachas. Rabbi Yavo, Amar Mehach, Rabbi Yavo says, no, I have a different source. The Pasuk Tehillim. B'makhelos, Baruch Hu Elokim, Hashem Mimikor Yisrael. Makhelos means a kahal. You have a makhela. A makhela, I think in modern Hebrew means a choir. Is that true? I don't know. But anyways, it doesn't mean it here. But here it means a group, right? But makhelos, and Rashi points out, a kahal is the same as an eda, and an eda is always 10. How wide is an eda 10? Eda is 10 because you have an eda by the Meraglim, Masala Eda Hara Azos. And so we actually learned the source of a minion comes from the Meraglim. Right, it's always like, again, funny places to learn things from. But the point is, Makhelos Baruch Hu Elokim, Hashem Mekor Yisrael, and the language Makor usually is like the euphemism that the Torah, that the Chazal will often use for the womb of a woman. So you see, so the Rashi points out, when everybody's talking about the Makor, you need 10. And you're celebrating the marriage of a husband, a man, and a woman. You're going to have children in Mitzvah Hashem. So then you need 10 people. So the Gemara is going to do this thing like, well, why does one say? Why does one not say? So Rav Nachman, Bahai Krad, Rabbi Yevel, Mai Darshbe. Okay, so what's Rav Nachman going to do with the other pasuk, the Makelos? So the Gemara, Mibay Leli Chesedetanya, he needs it for the following halacha. Hai Rabbi Meir, Omer, Minayin Shafilu, Ubrim, Shibame Iman, Amrushir Alayam. How do I know that even fetuses, or I don't know if that's the right word, but those who, fetuses, yeah, let's just say it, saying Shira at the Yam Suf, Shalemar, B'makhelos Baruch Elokim Hashem Mimikor Yisrael, even those that were in the womb, saying Shira to Hashem. Okay, so that's what you use that pasuk for. V'idach, Imkein Lema Kra Mi Beten, those who don't use it that way say, yeah, that's not a good proof. Why? Because then the pasuk should say Mi Beten. My Mikor, Al Iske Mikor. This language of the womb is referring to, again, getting married to have children, etc. And that's what it refers to. Okay. Reb Yevo, Bahai Krad, Rav Nachman, my Darshbe. And what's Reb Yevo going to do with Rav Nachman's Jerusha from Boaz? So he's going to say, no, Hahum Yibayli Lemedrish, Amoni Velo Amonis, Mavi Velo Mavis. Remember, when Rus gets married to Boaz, it's a big controversy. Because the Torah says, Lo Yavo Amoni Moavi Amoni Bikal Hashem. And someone from Amonimo is not allowed to marry a Jew. So how could Rus get married to Boaz? And the answer was, they made a drasha, Moavi Velo Moavis, Amoni Velo Amonis. Right? That it was only the men, not the women. So he needed to pass in that halacha. Right? Because he wants to, you know, paskin, if he just wants to shevet brachas, he doesn't need Talmidei Chachamim. Right? He has 10 Talmidei Chachamim come. He doesn't need 10 Talmidei Chachamim, just 10 people. So why does he have Zakenim? Because he wants to make a drasha to say this halacha. V'idach, but the counter argument is, if you need to paskin the shayla, you don't need 10 people. Have three people, have a bezdin, whatever. You didn't need 10. So Gemara says, no, in the Fursume Milsa. No, to make a public, we did need 10. Okay, the Amalei Shmuel, the Rav Nachman, the Rav Chana Begadita, Poke, Va'ayisi Li, Be'asara, Ve'em, Lachaba, Anpayu, Hamazakala, Ubar, Kana. There was once a story where someone said, no, get me 10 people, because I want a paskin that someone who makes a zechus, the point is a baby who's not born yet, and a person says, I'll pick up the money in their behalf of the baby so that it works, the Uber that hasn't been born yet. So he says, get 10 people so I can say the halacha, mezakha le'uber is kana. So you see there, sometimes you get 10 people to publicize a halacha. And certainly in this case, it's a big chiddush that he can marry a Moav, Moavis, Moavis, he wanted to say that, so that's why he got 10 people. Okay, and the question is, by the way, v'helchasa ha-mizakal uber lo kana. Just in case you're wondering, don't go acquiring things for a fetus because if we pass him that doesn't work. But that's the two possible sources for the din of Shavuot. And let's just see the last piece. Tan Rabbanan, mevarchin birchas chasanim beis chasanim. You make the birchas chasanim in the house of the chasanim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af beis ha-erisin. No, Rabbi Yehuda says not only when you're getting married with nisuan, but even when they do erisin, right? When you do just kiddushin. So af beis erisin mevarchanosa. So Amr Abaye ubi Yehuda shanu mepneshim es yachrima. Abaye says, and that's only in Yehuda. Why? Because in Yehuda they actually did yichud when they did erisin, and that's what they say birchas chasanim. You can't have yichud without it, birchas chasanim. So they would say shever brachas actually at the kiddushin, not the nisuin. We only say shever brachas once there's nisuin under the chuppah, right? So Tanya idach mevarchim birchas chasanim beis chasanim birchas erisin beis erisin. So another brisa says no, you make birchas chasanim when you're getting married, mamish, and a bracha of erisin when you're doing erisin, right? There's a year apart, it used to be, right? So birchas erisin, my mevarach. What's birchas erisin? It sounds familiar to you. Ravin barava ada, v'rava barava ada, tarvayu bishmei de Rav Yehuda amrei, v'rach ada Hashem v'kinim v'chalom, asher kidishar mitzusav v'tzivan ala rayos, v'asolon v'sarusos, v'hit yaladas in suosana v'chuba v'kidushin. That's the exact bracha that we say, right? That you gave us brachas to who we should stay away from, and you allowed us that once we have nisuin, we can be married. We can be with somebody else.
That's under the chuppah.
That's under the chuppah. Birchas. That's birchas erisin. That we say it under the chuppah because we do both erisin and nisuin under the chuppah. But it's really birchas erisin. So Rav Acha braid the Rav Misayim ba Mishmei the Rav Yehuda. He said, "Well, let's finish it off. How do we finish it off? Brachat Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Aydei Chuppah VeKiddushin." Exactly the language we use also. So the question is, what do you need a chasima for? So mandalo, not every bracha requires a beginning baruch and an ending baruch. Right, so man the lo chasim. If you didn't say you don't add this last bracha da Hashem mikdash adechu b'vikudushin. Why is that? Maybe the have your brachas peros, right? Brachas amitzvos, right? Bracha da Hashem kimechalam. You know, brachah eitz. You don't have another bracha afterwards. You just say brach once. You know, shekhi shem mitzvos tzanu amitzvah sitzis. Finish. There's no see you ma bracha, right? You know, chasim as a bracha. You just say brach once. Uman the chasim midi the have yakidusha. Those who make a chasim a bracha, that's like kiddush. Right, that by Kiddush we say Baruch at the beginning and a Baruch at the end. Rashi points out a lot of times that's because when you have a long bracha, you start with Baruch and you have a lot of different pieces. You want to make sure that you keep the, you know, you close with the same original, you know, theme. So we keep the theme all together, and that's why these longer brachas oftentimes have a chasimas a bracha as opposed to shorter brachas, which oftentimes don't. And we, as we know, we do both. We have the chasimas a bracha as well. We'll finish here. We'll pick up next week. Shkoyach.